Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
What is the difference between stretching and muscle activation? And I know if we were on a yoga mat, maybe it'd be much easier to palpably experience the difference between the two. But maybe just for the sake of the podcast, if you can help clarify what some of the differences between stretching and muscle activation really are.
Yeah, sure. So if we're talking about, okay, so it's important to understand that muscles work in pairs. And so when one muscle is shortening or contracting, the other muscle should lengthen. Now, some people use the word stretch. The proper term is it relaxes. That's really what it does, is it relaxes, but it's proportionate to how much the opposite muscle is contracting. So biomechanically, we call this the agonist and antagonist muscles. So if you flex your bicep, which is something we learned in grade school, if we flex our bicep, what happens? The triceps elongate. And so in the case of my tight hamstrings, and so I'm sure a lot of your listeners have tight hamstrings, the tight hamstring are a symptom of the opposite muscles not contracting. So the group of opposite muscles, because the hamstring is a hip extensor, so the opposite muscles is the hip flexors. And so we put the psoas at the top of that list. But another one that's important to put in there also is the quads. And one of the quads, which actually has hip flexion function, is the rectus femoris. So it's kind of like the one that sits on top. And from what I've read and everything I understand and have directly experienced, when the rectus femoris is engaging properly, the hamstring tightness disappears, like, immediately. And so what's important for people to understand, and just as a side note, like, this is something you and I learned in grade school. Like, this isn't revolutionary science, but somehow we've forgotten this basic knowledge. And I'm using the word knowledge very specifically. It's knowledge that we learned. It's basic anatomical knowledge that we have kind of conveniently rewritten and forgotten and substitute it with muscles need to become longer. And all I can say is it's horse pucky. Muscles actually need to be able to shorten properly. And if they do that, the surrounding muscles will actually relax properly. So what I should have been doing when I got into yoga was not stretching my hamstrings, but actually starting to work on improving the hip flexors, specifically rectus femoris, psoas major, getting those muscles activated. And so to go to your question, how do you activate those muscles? There's a few different ways, but basically what we want to do is get those muscles in an isometric way to shorten for brief periods of time. And that shortening, that isometric shortening or contraction of those muscles starts to reestablish this neuromuscular connection between the brain and the muscles. So earlier,
aren't they already mm-hmm. contracted? So you're shortening them further.
They're not shortening properly. And so that there's a neuro inhibition. And with most people, especially if you raised your hand, so I'm sure a lot of your listeners raised their hand. If their hamstrings are tight because the opposite muscles are not shortening properly, and they're not shortening properly because the communication system between the brain and the muscles have been compromised. And so what we want to do is to reestablish, and I'm not using woo-woo science, by the way. Like, this isn't like, you know, a psychic connection, if you will. This is literally like a literal neuromuscular connection. It's been compromised, and it's been compromised due to stress, trauma, and overuse. Those three factors do create inflammation, and that inflammation has started to, this is a good word, impair that communication system, literally. Now, if you're younger, it will bounce back. So when I was young and doing all this stretching and, you know, really abusing my body in yoga, I got away with it because I was young, and that neuromuscular connection eventually came back. But as I got older, and then when the boulder hit me, it just got more and more compromised. And so we see evidence of this with most older people who, I'm going to say, and I don't mean this in a nasty way, but kind of look old. And by looking old, I mean like they look hunched over. There's a tightness in their body. There's a limitation in range of motion. There's this contraction. And so that happens because muscles stop losing their ability to contract properly. And it all is related into that neuromuscular connection. So that's the domain that I live in improving that neuromuscular connection. What's important for people to remember, take this away, muscle tightness, and then the result is going to be pain eventually. Muscle tightness and pain are two of the biggest check engine lights in the body telling you that there's something wrong, you know. And so, you know, you're from down under. When you go up to the outback, one of the things that you want to pay attention to is that check engine light. When it comes on, you don't want that check engine light to come on when you are in the outback. You want to make sure that you're paying attention to it, that you get your car serviced. So for us as human beings, and I'm going to say yogis for the time being, that we want to pay attention to muscle tightness. It's telling us that there's something wrong and needs to be addressed.
I hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.